Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Rock legend Carlos Santana tells story of how Jesus saved him after he tried to end it all. Written by Alyssa Forsberg, read by Stacey Marshall. The Carlos Santana story shows the testimony of a talented musician who thought about ending it all, but turned to Jesus during his darkest moments. Carlos Santana is a 10-time Grammy Award-winning musician who has had incredible success with his career. But he's also experienced many traumatic events throughout his life, including being molested as a child, a heartbreaking divorce, and suicidal thoughts. Growing up in Mexico, in a small seaside town, Carlos had his parents and his six brothers and sisters. But during his childhood, his father left their family to be with another woman. When Carlos was a little older, his family moved to San Francisco. This is when he started learning how to play guitar. By using his new musical talents to become a club musician, Carlos Santana was able to help support his family. But while he got more involved in the music scene during the 60s, he started to fill his life with drugs and alcohol. Then in the 1970s, Carlos and his new wife, Deborah, looked to a spiritual guru to fill a void in their lives, and they ended up joining a cult. By 1981, they decided to leave that life behind them. Once the early 90s hit, Carlos Santana had put his faith in Jesus and decided to get baptized. Yet, years later, Carlos and his wife of 34 years ended up getting a divorce, and it absolutely crushed him. "It got to the point where I really thought that death would be sweeter than pain," Carlos shared. "Then I would look at a picture of Jesus and say, 'Help me.' And then very clearly, inwardly, I would hear this one voice that's softer and louder than all the others, and it would say, 'I'm sitting next to you. Isn't that enough?' Once I heard that voice, something would shift, and I'd be able to find joy again." Carlos Santana has since remarried, and his faith is now stronger than ever. Despite all the struggles that he's gone through, Carlos knows that God has been with him through all the mountains and valleys of his life. He knows that the Lord has great plans for him, and he will continue to put his faith and trust in him. Fixer Upper widow invites pastor to see renovations, and hours later, he's on one knee. Written by Mel Johnson, read by Stacey Marshall. God can certainly work in mysterious ways. When Patty Baker lost her husband, she bought a bungalow in Waco, Texas, and enlisted Chip and Joanna Gaines for getting her new home ready. The fixer-upper widow was preparing for a fresh start as a single woman, but she had no idea of the amazing blessings God had in store.
Hey, listeners, I want to ask you a question. Do you feel like your prayer life is stagnant or stale? Do you desire to make prayer a part of your everyday life? If you answered yes to either of those questions, then we've got a podcast for you. It's called Teach Us to Pray. The Teach Us to Pray podcast, hosted by Christina Patterson, walks you through simple, effective steps to grow the spiritual discipline of prayer in your life. When we grow in prayer, we grow closer to God. You can find the Teach Us to Pray podcast at lifeaudio.com or in your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
Patty and her husband, Robert, enjoyed 37 lovely years of marriage. But then in 2013, cancer claimed Robert's life and left Patty heartbroken. She left their home in Albuquerque behind and moved to the East Coast for a time. But then she moved to Waco, Texas, in order to be closer to her adult sons. With the help of Magnolia Realty, a real estate company founded and co-owned by Chip Gaines, Patty found the perfect bungalow to start the next chapter of her life. Though the home definitely needed renovations, she never dreamed Chip and Joanna Gaines would choose her for the final season of HGTV's Fixer Upper. "I thought, there's not a chance in the world that I get picked," she says. But to Patty's surprise, HGTV selected her home and demo started in December 2016. Patty moved in with one of her sons while Chip and Joanna, who had just recently announced they were adding baby number 5 to the Gaines family, transformed the bland bungalow into a lovely cottage-style oasis. And of course, Patty raved about what a delight it was to work with the HGTV sweethearts, to no one's surprise. "They are exactly how you see them on TV," she said. "They're so down to earth. What you see is what they are." And it wasn't just the Gaines charm that made the whole renovation process so special. The thoughtful couple found ways to incorporate the fixer-upper widow's late husband into the redesign, with Chip going out of his way to include the couple's sons. To watch that man with Keith and Carl and how he interacted with them out of honor to their dad and talked about the importance of being a dad and how proud their dad would be, family is so important to that couple, Patty raved. The big reveal took place in March 2017, and the finished product blew Patty away. "It took my breath away to walk into the house," she said. But in the time between the big reveal and the show's air date in January 2018, God surprised Patty in a big way. Patty was tickled pink with her new home, and several months after settling in, she decided to show it off to an old friend, Pastor Finfrock, whom she had reconnected with at a graduation party. A widower himself, Pastor Finfrock had known the Baker family since 2009, and when the two bumped into each other at the graduation party, there were sparks. "There was a connection," Patty said. So the pastor, who lives about 3 hours from Patty's bungalow, made a trip to see her new digs. At first, Patty assumed it was just about two old friends catching up. "I thought it was a pastoral visit, but I wanted it to be something more," she said. But as it turns out, Patty wasn't the only one feeling a spark. After taking Pastor Finfrock on a tour of the town, he took a seat on the couch in Patty's gorgeous home and popped the question. "It was beautiful," Patty says. The two married in August, and Patty's two sons walked her down the aisle. Patty thought she'd be spending her next chapter single and in her new Waco home, but God had other plans. After getting hitched, Patty moved in with Pastor Finfrock, bringing some of the special decor and furniture, including a table crafted by Clint Harp, with her. And while the fixer-upper widow certainly never expected to be putting her newly renovated bungalow back on the market, she's doing it for the best reason: to follow her own happily ever after love story. The plans of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from Yahweh. Proverbs 16:1.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. This episode was produced and edited by Stacy Marshall. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
It's a crazy world out there, moms and dads. I'm Catherine Seegers, host of Christian Parent Crazy World, the podcast that tackles tough topics to help you be a godly parent in an ungodly world. Subscribe at LifeAudio.com.